Sometimes it seems as if it must be a lonely job, but it's one that Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson have taken upon themselves to perform. While pop music trends vacillate wildly from rebellious outbursts to sedate calls to order, Ashford and Simpson have been singing about the joys of monogamy and middle-class comforts for almost two decades now. In a sense, this is as unpopular a position to hold as that of a Satan-worshipping heavy metal band. Ashford and Simpson have always presented themselves as friendly and open, and their music is clever and catchy, but their career is a trickier, more difficult achievement than it might seem. The list of Ashford and Simpson's hits is pretty well known. As freelance songwriters in the 60s, they were responsible for Ray Charles' Let's Go Get Stoned and a series of sexy, melodically inventive compositions for the team of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, You're All I Need to Get By, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, and Your Precious Love, among others. The Marvin Gaye-Tammy Terrell duets were, in a sense, playing out in the recording studio Ashford and Simpson's relationship. By the early 70s, the songwriters decided that they might as well let audiences see and hear the creators of this music, the original models, as it were, and Ashford and Simpson launched their own recording career. Now we fit together naturally, on most things I'm sure we agree, but that temper of yours that I found, I want you to turn it, turn it, turn it, turn it around. That's Come With the Package, from the new album Love or Physical. This album is a first-rate refinement of the music Ashford and Simpson have been making all along, a pop music that combines soul and gospel phrasing in a rhythm and blues context. In the hit singles they made earlier in their career, songs like Send It, Is It Still Good to You, and Solid, Ashford and Simpson rendered their marriage and hard work as ultimate values. They were yuppies before the term was coined, and in a way, their greatest achievement is to have made bourgeois upward mobility seem sexy rather than a sellout. When they're not working at peak form, they can sound merely complacent, as they do on this album's title song. Just physical. Is it love, oh, baby? That's a new song asking an old question: is it love or is it physical? Ashford and Simpson aren't usually this cliched. Their best music works variations on conventional pop romantic discourse. There's a conservative edge to this music, and the era of AIDS would seem to lend an awful irony to this new collection of soulful hymns to solid relationships. More superficially, the popularity of singers like Anita Baker, Karen White, and Luther Vandross has created a fresh audience for this sort of music. But Ashford and Simpson aren't cashing in on a trend. They're extending a tradition of music that has to be taken on its own terms.